listening. Partly sunny skies, 84 right now. This is the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. An Arapaho man faces felony charges after allegedly breaking into a home and assaulting a man inside. According to court records, 37-year-old Rodrigo Jesus Sunuga was arrested on July 12th after allegedly breaking and entering into a home located in the 300 block of South 23rd Street in Clinton. After doing this, the suspect would then allegedly assault the man that was inside the home by striking him in the face with a closed fist multiple times. Sunuga was charged July 13th with one felony count of first-degree burglary and one count of assault and battery, a misdemeanor. If convicted, the suspect could face a 20-year prison sentence. Sunuga's first court appearance is scheduled for July 30th. Local airports were awarded grant money by the Oklahoma Aeronautics Commission during their regularly scheduled meeting held last week. With construction season thriving, the commission approved several state grants for projects in the five-year airport construction program, which will support needed improvements for the Oklahoma airport system. Among the awarded grants, Elk City Regional Airport received just over $400,000 in state funding to support the almost $1 million project to install LED runway lights, visual glide slope lighting known as poppies, and a weather reporting system. Also, Weatherford's Thomas P. Stafford Airport received a $500,000 state grant to construct a new terminal building that will be located adjacent to the newly renovated Thomas P. Stafford Air and Space Museum. Other airports in the state awarded grants during the meeting include the Ardmore Municipal Airport and the Boyd City Municipal Airport. In total, the commission awarded a little over $2.3 million of state funding to support overall projects exceeding $6.3 million. These projects will go to support aviation and air transportation across the state, providing needed infrastructure investment to ensure the airports can thrive. The Elk City Commission is scheduled to meet in regular session tomorrow afternoon. The commission is expected to receive the latest tax numbers, where lately the numbers, especially sales tax, had been trending upwards for the city. The commission will also consider a project agreement that would see federal aid go towards a railroad project at the crossing at South Pioneer Road. If approved, the project will be similar to the work that was recently completed at the crossing on East 7th Street. Total cost of that proposed project is just under $35,000. Other items the commission will consider include software upgrade and licensing for the city's water plant and the purchase of a new 3/4-ton crew cab four-wheel drive pickup from Barber Dyson Ford for the street department. Tomorrow afternoon's meeting inside City Hall is scheduled to begin at 2 p.m. In state news, tragedy in Bethany. The Oklahoma News Network's Margo Moreno has that.
Bethany police say a boy has died after he was found unresponsive in the breezeway of the Western Oaks Apartments in the 7000 block of Northwest 22nd Street. Police say the boy had ligature marks around his neck. His family says his death was not a suicide attempt, but the result of a social media challenge gone wrong. The boy died this morning. Bethany Police Lieutenant Angelo Orifice says now more than ever, due to the lockdowns, kids are bored and looking to occupy their time. He says social media is a very influential part of a child's life and should be heavily scrutinized by parents.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, a slight recovery today from yesterday's bottoming out, with WTI at $66.87, that is up 52 cents. Brent crude at $69.03, that's up 41 cents. Natural gas at $3.92, that's up 14 cents. Recapping our top story, an Arapaho man accused of breaking into a home and assaulting the man inside. Once again, partly sunny and 84. This has been the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.